Reporters continue to ask Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump why he persists in making the false claim that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio are eating cats and dogs.
Did you denounce the bomb threats in Springfield, Ohio?
I don't know what happened with the bomb threats. I know that it's been taken over by illegal migrants, and that's a terrible thing that happens.
Firefighters in Southern California have the massive bridge fire about 5% contained now. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rick Montanez is in the town of Wrightwood.
Just opened the store for the locals that are still here. They need help, and the firefighters too.
It's Mike Italian who evacuated. He came back and reopened the Wrightwood Fine Foods before he even checked on his own home.
CBS News Brief.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study finds lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money, but Black, Latino, and women workers still lag behind. Mark Richardson reports.
A study by the High Road Strategy Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison finds the state's job market hit record levels in the second quarter, and the inflation-adjusted medium hourly wage has increased by 97 cents. Report co-author Laura Dresser says the increase in the median wage is just making up for the period that inflation ran ahead of earnings in 2022.
In these last 5 years, lower-wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
The State of Working Wisconsin report says the number of jobs in Wisconsin has topped 3 million and unemployment remains steady at 3%. The study also found the rate of unionized workers in Wisconsin dropped by one-third between 2011 and 2023, the steepest decline in union membership across the Midwest region. Despite the increase in wages, the report says significant wage gaps remain between white men and workers who are Black, Latino, or female.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
The report makes some recommendations. It suggests raising the minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour to help close the pay gap, rolling back the state's so-called right to work laws to restore union rights, and increasing investments in child care and education to provide relief for families and employers. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers march on. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will start Malik Willis today in place of the injured Jordan Love, who was listed as doubtful for today's game against the Colts with an MCL sprain. The Packers elevated Sean Clifford from the practice squad to the active roster yesterday to serve as a backup. Willis says he has been preparing and knows he needs to be ready at any given moment to contribute.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready.
The Packers and Colts kick off at noon. Yesterday, it was Alabama blowing out Wisconsin 42-10 in college football. Wisconsin has a week off before playing at number 11 USC on September 28th. It was a wild night in Arizona as the Brewers piled up 15 runs in a 15-8 win over the Diamondbacks. The win reduced the Brewers' magic number to 3. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, will play again this afternoon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for highs today. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 63. Sunshine and 81 for your Monday. Sunny 79 Tuesday, sunshine on Wednesday with a high around 77. Sunny and back to the upper 70s Thursday.
Currently 59 degrees. It's our Fox River Day is on September 21st. Enjoy special events to celebrate, protect, and restore the health of the Fox River, including shoreline yoga, a flower blessing ceremony, art and music making, a kayak workshop, and then enjoy dancing, eating, socializing, and of course, beer at the Oktoberfest event starting at noon. You can also participate in Das Bags tournament, watch a blacksmith demonstration, or watch the Mass Krugstemmenstein holding competition. For more information and tickets, visit friendsofthefoxriver.org.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Get cleaner clothes and softer skin with Morton Water Softeners. Morton's Wi-Fi integration allows for tracking and alerts, which puts you in control of your water while at home or away. Morton's look-ahead technology learns and predicts your water needs, saving you money. Save big on Morton Water Softeners, and don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council.
AM 1400 WRJN. Morning, everybody.
Morning, everybody.
The music of the stars is on the air. We've got some stuff for you today.
Good morning, and welcome
Broad
to
all WRJN
on AM 1400 WRJN,
and all over the state
program
of
Wisconsin on health and related issues
via the civic media,
All Saints Healthcare. It's intended
today
to be
I had
for informational purposes only. Questions and answers will be of current medical information. However, this medical information should not be used to replace advice or direction given by your personal physician. All Saints Healthcare will accept no responsibility for misuse of information.
We did
and now,
always.
Here's Marcia
Kyle.
Before
that, it was never funny, huh? How these things work. This song opens with the word sometime.
Thank you.
Well, let me add this. There was a great movie in 1980-81 called My Favorite Year. And the year, by the way, was 1954. I won't go into the details of what the show is about, but it's funny and sad. But the point is, the picture opened up with Nat Cole. These are the 101 strings. Mitchell Parrish did the lyrics.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Thoughts on the word sometime. Francis Albert Sinatra, Columbia Records.
When is sometime? How
many days until sometime, for my dreams make it clear that my lover is near, and she ought to be here about some time. Who is someone? Who is this wonderful someone? Oh, I'm keeping my heartstrings in tune and hoping that sometime is soon.
Looked at the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and apparently the word sometimes, in that form, one word, no hyphen, started out in 1510. Who would have thought it? The Mellomen with Doris Day, early Columbia, the year 49.
Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Sometimes I love you. Sometimes
but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I.
Happy when we're with
That's Doris without Les Brown, John Rerig, and the orchestra. Vince Humans wrote those lyrics. The music of his sorrow. Thoughts on the word sometime. Dinah Shore. We'll be on till high noon today, Central.
I think of you with someone's arms about you. While I'm so alone and blue without you, sometimes I get to dreaming of days we once knew, and wondering if you think of me sometimes the way I always think of you.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So I'm happy when I'm with you. That's how I am, so wild.
I will gather stars.
Rosie Clooney. Rosie Clooney on Ed Sullivan's Show. Rhonda Fleming, who was actually quite a singer, made two albums. This is from one of them.
When is sometime? How many days until sometime? For my dreams make it clear that my lover is near, and he ought to be here about some time. Who is someone? Who is this wonderful someone? Oh, I'm keeping my heartstrings in tune and hoping that sometime here soon tonight I'll meet the one I love again, but I'll be dreaming. The one I love at all when I'm away. I wonder how long that will take. When is sometime? How many days until sometime? It clear that my lover is near, and he ought to be here about some time. Who is someone? Who is this wonderful someone? Keeping my heartstrings in tune and hoping that sometime is
sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Louis Armstrong.
Ooh.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child along ways from home. Along true believer, a long ways from home, a long ways from home. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Why?
Why? Because nothing ever happens.
Nothing?
Well, nothing good.
So what's good?
Well, you know, I have a ball, man.
You sick?
No.
Hungry?
No, man. I just had myself a whole mess of black-eyed peas and rice.
What I mean?
I dig. I am a long ways from home, but things could be worse. Sure could.
Strange word, huh? Sometimes. It's got the mystery behind it, unlike Never and Always, her features over the past couple weeks. Now, sometimes leaves the door open. Question is, for what? Seen Halloween decorations up. How about you? Oh, you too, huh? That's Elmer Bernstein from Ghostbusters, big hit 1960. Make that 84. Steve Allen and his orchestra. Steve on clarinet. Steve Allen on the orchestra, one of the most brilliant musicians ever. Well, in our decades. He was at the Carthage College Chapel one time, and he would call out, "Give me a note, any note." Somebody would yell out, "G sharp," something like that. Good, G sharp, and he'd play it, and then, "Give me another note." Somebody would yell another. And soon there'd be a song. That's Steve. He wrote a lot of things. So he wrote a great Broadway musical that flopped. Minnie's Boys, the story of the Marx Brothers in music. Let's see if I can't find something from that. Glenn Miller next. The theme is Sometime. And a reminder, we're coming up to 80 years when the music died. In December. Music of the Stars. Artie Shaw. Thank you.
like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Glory, hallelujah. Glory,
mention Stardust, Hoagie Carmichael. First word in the lyrics, sometime. Here's the very first recording of Stardust ever. 1927, Hoagie Carmichael and his pal. Modern Airs.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. Our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden. Stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale,
a paradise where roses grew.
Oh, I dream in vain. In my heart it will stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Mm-hmm.
the music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. These programs are on the Civic Media Radio Network. Originating at WRJN Racine. Thoughts on the word sometimes. Sometimes we have a new program, and Dominic Salvia is going to be on the air now. It's from 4 till 6 p.m. across Civic Medium. It's all across Wisconsin on 10 Civic Media radio stations. Don's got a lot of guests planned. Your presence is invited. Every weekday, 4 till 6. Elmer Bernstein. Our torch hour. You don't get any better than Elmer Bernstein. That's from To Kill a Mockingbird. Robert Duvall had a part in that picture. Mike Stolke's birthday this week. Remember Pantomime Quiz? And Jack Bailey, the old Bailey, from Queen for a Day. CBS News in 5 minutes. Stan Kenton. Sometimes. CBS News coming down, and Boogie Carmichael's I Get Along Without You Very Well. This is Lou Regani, and the music of the stars continues till high noon, right here, WRJN Racine, Radio Park, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to The Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.